Blog Talk Radio.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Our rodeo show right here on making8.com. We have got to thank everybody for tuning in here today. We sure do appreciate you, and we have got a really cool show set up for you right here. We are broadcasting live from the Buck Daniel Ranch right here in Okeechobee, Florida. Make no mistake, this is where the roping begins. I'm telling you, they have got some great breed of horses down here, and we actually have a school going on right now. That's right. 8-time world champion roper Joe Beaver is right down here, and we're going to talk with him here in just a little bit. He is out there with the students as we speak, and we're going to kind of break things down for lunch, see if we can't get him as well as Shane Hanchey. That's right. You guys saw him on our broadcast that we had a couple months ago. You saw him at the NFR finishing third in the average as well as third in the world. And we have him right down here in Okeechobee, Florida. So we're going to sit down with him and talk with him a little bit. Hopefully, we got a good show set up for you today, and I know y'all are going to really like it. If you guys have questions or whatnot, make sure you guys get in touch with us there on the chat room. If you're not a member, just go over, sign up real quick with Blog Talk, then kind of come back to us, and we'll get you on board. Unfortunately, you won't be able to communicate with us as a guest. It's part of the things that Blog Talk has. They want you to be a member and sign up. So, you know, I'm seeing some of the chats coming in right now. We've got Guardian One out there, and sure enough, you know, Florida is a gorgeous, gorgeous place right about now. It's about, I don't know, right around 70 degrees. I think the high is supposed to be mid-70s here today. It's beautiful. Can't ask for better weather to be out here at a roping school. And, you know, just getting it on. And, you know, we had the opportunity to sit down this morning with Joe as he was out there with these students. And I'm telling you, they went at it this morning. And you talk about some passion. This is the future of the sport right here that we're watching. So it's going to be really cool. Yeah, I guess I sound a little bit clearer from the ranch than I do at home, huh? Well, shoot, then we just might have to pack a bag, come on out here and start doing our lunch hour rodeo shows from right here at the Buck Daniel Ranch. And we have to thank them. Their hospitality down here has been top-notch. They are fantastic folks. And I want to let y'all know that you can actually go down and check out buckdaniel.com and view what they have here and what they have to offer for the rodeo community. I mean, they've built some strong horses. You see a lot of these horses that are actually helping these cowboys win world championships. And, you know, it all falls back to right here at the Buck Daniel Ranch. So make sure you guys go check them out. We're going to have their link up here on our chat room before too long. I'm still looking over. Man, I just don't see them guys making their way over here to the food, chat line yet. So we're going to have to probably take a little bit of breaks. We might throw some more songs in there to kind of get you fired up and whatnot. But y'all make sure to stay tuned with us. Before we take our first break, we have got to let y'all know we are 8 days away there, PBR fans. That's right, 8 days away from something really big. That's right, PBR invading New York City. No doubt about it, 2011 season is underway. What do you guys think about BuckersNow.com? That's right, man. I'm telling you, this thing has gotten a huge jump start thanks to you fans out there. We have had a blast with it, and it's, you know, this is just the beginning. And I'll tell you right now, you guys have got to be spreading the word about it. This is just the start. So just bear with us as we work through some of the technical issues there at BuckersNow.com. We're going to get things streamlined for you so you guys will have the opportunity to get involved as much as you possibly can. This is the new Facebook for the rodeo community. This is going to put it on the map. As a matter of fact, when we mention Facebook and Twitter, you can embed it all right here on your own page, and you can run it all right there from your home. So this is a new home for the rodeo community. We want to welcome them in, and I'm telling you right now, y'all had better get a grip with this thing because it is going to be the hottest thing on the market, and you guys have an opportunity to sit down and be a part of that. So, wow, looks like we got Guardian 1 from Minnesota. Brr, it is cold up there, I'm sure. Actually, if you guys are following Flint there on Twitter now, which he does have a Twitter page. You guys can go over and check him out. He was saying it was -2 up in Montana, and he's getting ready to head to the colder country and cross the border up there in Canada. So I'll tell you what, I don't envy him at all. I love it down here in Florida, enjoying this weather, and I might make a few of you jealous. I apologize. But, hey, it is what it is. It's down here in Florida, and we're having a great time with it. Let's take our first break there, Making Eight fans, and we come back, we'll talk a little bit more roping right here from the Buck Daniel Ranch on the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show. Don't go anywhere, fans. We'll be right back.
Way up high in the Sierra Peaks, where the yellow jack pines grew tall, old Sandy Bob and Buster Jakes had a roundup camp last fall. Oh, they're taking the horses and the running irons and maybe a dog or two, and they swore they'd brand all long-eared calves that came within their view. And any old doggy that flapped long ears and didn't brush up by day got his long ears whittled and his old hide scorched in a most artistic way. Now one fine day, old Sandy Bob, he throwed his easy go down. Well, I'm sick of the smell of this here burning hair, and I lows I'm a-going to town. So they saddles up and they hits him a lope, for it weren't no sight of a ride. And them was the days when a buckaroo could oil up his insides. Oh, they starts her off at Kentucky Bar at the head of a whiskey row, and the winds up down by the depot house some 40 drinks below. But then sets up and turns around and goes her the other way. And to tell you the godforsaken truth, them boys got stewed that day. As they was a-riding back to camp, back in a pretty good load. Oh, well, who should they meet but the devil himself a-prancing down the road. Says he, you ornery cowboy skunks, you better hunt your holes, for I've come up from Hell's Rim Rock to gather in your souls. Says Sandy Bob, old devil be damned, we boys is kind of tight, and you ain't gonna get no cowboy souls without one hell of a fight. So Sandy Bob punched a hole in his rope, and he swung her straight and through, and he lapped it onto the devil's horns, and he'd taken his dallies too. Now Buster Jiggs was a re-edom man, with his gut line coiled up neat. So he shakes her out, and he built him a loop, and he lassered up the devil's hind feet. They stretched him out and they tailed him down while the irons was getting hot. And they cropped and swallowed forked both his ears and they branded him up a lot. They pruned him up with a dehorning saw and they knotted his tail for a joke. But then rode off and left him there, neck to a blackjack oak. So if you're ever up high in the Sierra Peaks and you hear one hell of a wail, you'll know it's that devil a-bellin' about them knots tied in his tail.
We holler, yeehaw, a little cattle, get your money right. your boy Cole Blue, just a country clown. The bells hay all day and don't know how to get down. Ain't none of y'all messing with this country sound. Them boys sent me some new country. We rock boards and lift kids with gun racks and mud on them. Ain't scared of none, so don't push the button. Like them long-legged girls with curls and tight jeans. And they love Cole Bill around here with chicken wings. Baby, this new country is all about me. But I love some Johnny Cash, Waylon, and Willie. Respect the old school, make room for the new. Now tell me you don't love what this country boy can do. To go get a skull filler with a lot of style. Big boy so cool, I make all them girls smile. So tell me what you need, no cold to make it happen. Things are changing, we got a country boy rapping.
Yeehaw, 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 yeehaw,
yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw,
yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw,
yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw,
yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw,
yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw,
yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw,
yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw, yeehaw,
Wrangler National Finals rodeo announcer Roger Mooney. When you get ready to get a grip and get explosive, get all of your bull riding info on Makin8.com. Tune it in, rip off the knob, and let's get hide, hump, hooves, and horns. Makin 8 is a winner.
All right, welcome back to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show right here on Makin8.com. And I got to say, I am not real sure if we're just having all kinds of issues with this, but we see guests popping in and popping out, and we apologize if there's some issues with Blog Talk there. You know, everything was running real good for a while, and just not real sure what the issues have been here recently. But, you know, they have run into some deals, and we'll try to get them worked out for you. I can promise you we'll send some letters to them and drop some emails, and we'll try to get this thing worked out. But we're back live from the Buck Daniel Ranch right here on Makin8.com. Make no mistake, we have got some good guests here lined up. If we can get them over here before the end of our show. We do have a lot to talk about here, though. We'll kind of push things along. You know, one thing that we didn't talk a lot about like yesterday was Exclusive Genetics has got a reality series coming out. It's a bull series. So you guys can find out about bulls and really get a good understanding of them if you, you know, if you have the opportunity to hang out and go check them out. It's going to be on RFD-TV. You can go check out ExclusiveGenetics.com. We have their links right there on the website. So, you know, I see that, yeah, I'm just trying to read some of the issues that some of the folks are having there on the Blog Talk, getting in there in the chat room. And like I said, we do apologize. If you're a guest just tuning in, you want to register, it doesn't cost you anything. You can sign up with Blog Talk, come on over and sit down and chat with us. We'd love to have you. You know, this is it's a cool thing, great way for you guys to be in touch. And we see a lot of phone lines are opening up, and that's good. You know, if you guys are having some issues, you can always pick up the phone and call us. 646-915-9940 is the number to call. You can tune in with us. If you want to talk with us, give us a big old shout-out. You know, we've only got about, a day? One more day after today left in 2010, and then we wind things up and get ready for 2011. And I'm telling you what, the way we got started here this year, debuting as the official voice now for BuckersNow.com, got to tell you, this is going to be a really cool thing. So you guys better get a grip. It's going to be a wild one here on Macon 8. It's going to be a wild one for the PBR. They made a lot of great changes. You're going to see a lot of positive things coming from them. And we're going to be out hitting rodeos. We're going to be bringing you a lot of action, sitting down with a lot of these guys throughout the season. You know, when we're crossing paths with these guys, we're going to be able to sit down with them, talk a little bit, and shoot. Yeah, it's we're rolling. We're rolling. So, you know, it's a good thing. Y'all just hang tight with us and, you know, make sure to get over to Buckers Now, sign up with them, become a member. You can build your profile. Yes, you know, as we were talking about just before the break, you can actually embed your Twitter links, your Facebook links, all right there, and you can work everything from your home at BuckersNow.com. Pretty cool. I mean, the opportunities that you have right there. Some of it is not fully put together yet, but other parts of it are up and running. That is the ultimate goal, is that's what you're going to be able to do. You can manage your Ustream. You can check out videos. You can connect with others in the same field that you're in and communicate. You can do a lot of different things, a lot of good things within the rodeo community, and that's what it is. It's like a rodeo central right there at BuckersNow.com. So you guys can better get a grip with that. Get over there, sign up, and let's have some fun with it. Of course, you see us out there featured, and we sure do appreciate Buckers Now for doing that for us. We look to definitely get a grip with them. And we see that, of course, Miss Kat Johnson did post it up. She does have a profile built over there, so you guys can always go over there and see her and check her out. And she's even got some videos posted up. Anyhow, like I said, we got some cool things coming along here with you. Exclusive Genetics is going to be on board. We're going to be doing some things with them. Looks like some of the students are actually working their way over here to the chat line. And so hopefully we'll be able to grab Joe and Shane and sit down with them for a few minutes. But in the meantime, let's sit back, let's talk, and let's have some fun. If you guys got questions or comments or anything like that, hey, let's get a grip with it, you know. Let's see, what else we got going on here in the world? You know what? I almost failed to mention. That's right. Big news coming at you Saturday, right here on Macon8.com. We will be broadcasting live back here at the Buck Daniel Ranch. They actually have their Cajun Classic. This is the fourth Cajun Classic that they're putting on. It is more or less a jackpot roping event. But it is one of the biggest here in the Southeast. They're going to have over 40 ropers down here. You're going to be able to watch it live. You're going to be able to interact with us as much as possible. But I got to tell you this, we're going to be kind of busy down here, because that's right, yours truly is going to be behind the microphone doing the announcing. So everything that you know, that you hear is actually coming out here to the stands. We're going to be doing the broadcast as well as the announcing. Never really done that before, so we'll see how it rolls. Might not be able to interact quite as much, but you fans will be able to sit back and watch a fantastic roping. I know Shane Hanchey is entered up in this deal. They are giving away a beautiful saddle. They're also giving away a colt down here. That's one of the best ones. Yes, it will be New Year's Day. It starts at 2 p.m. Eastern time and will probably run till, late. well, at least later on, I should say, probably about 7 o'clock. So, and that'll be Eastern Standard Time. So you guys make sure to tune in, hang out with us. It's going to be a lot of fun. You can pop in, pop out while you're out there hanging out with the family on New Year's Day. But I'll tell you what, we are starting things off right. It's going to be a blast, and you guys will not want to miss it. It will also be in the archives. We're going to set up an individual channel for it, so you will see the Cajun Classic channel and be able to tune in and watch that. It'll either be the Cajun Classic channel or it will be the Buck Daniels channel. So you guys can tune in to either one of those. I'm not real sure which one it'll be, but just look for it because it'll be there. Looks like we got some more fans heading over here this way or some more of the students heading over this way looking to grab a bite to eat, and then they're going to go back at it. They've got some great competitions coming up. We're going to send you some tweets. We're going to be back out here a little bit later on this afternoon and hanging out. That's going to be a lot of fun, so y'all don't go anywhere. Barbara's getting ready to throw out some questions there, and we're answering them for her, and we sure do appreciate it. Oh, it looks like, wow, you talk about interesting. I've actually got Shane Hanchey calling right now, probably wondering where we're at. And, you know, we're just going to have to let them know that we are over here at the chat line. So let's see if we can't go round them up here in just a little bit. What do y'all say we take another short break here, get you fired up for some roping? When we come back, we're going to talk with eight-time world champion Joe Beaver, as well as NFR qualifier and upstanding guy in Shane Hanchey. We're going to sit back and talk with him. So y'all don't go anywhere, Making Eight Maniacs. Just hang tight, enjoy the show, and we'll be right back.
I hear you're looking for a cowboy to take you for a ride. Well, baby, I think that I'm your man. Cause I've been broken and busted, but these spurs still ain't rusted. And this saddle, this water should still ride. And it's gonna be a long night, so baby, hold on tight. I talk slow, but I still move real fast. I'm here for the real deal, and your heart's all that I'll steal. And girl, there won't be no doubt. You can't resist my resist all. It's black as the night, for my boots are leather and nine. I'm here for a wild ride. I'll stand right by your side. We'll dance till the sun comes up. And I'm tore up and I'm full of a look down and look up. I'm a cowboy from my head to my toes. And this rodeo's all I know. I'll put on a real show. And girl, there won't be no doubt. I've been thrown, I've been bruised, tossed and confused. 8 seconds can seem like a day. But stay out of my way, cause I come to play. In 8 seconds is all that I'll see. You can't resist my resist all. It's black as a nightfall. My boots are leather and high. I'm here for a wild ride. I'll stand right by your side. We'll dance till the sun comes up. And I'm tore up and I'm full of a look down and look up. I'm a cowboy from my head to my toes. And this rodeo's all I know. I'll put on a real show. And girl, there won't be no doubt. I love a girl with a tramp stamp, a double dock and boat ramp, and whiskey shaking never stirred. Tank tops and flip-flops, those all-night-long truck stops, and beer when it's cold and that's free. You can't resist my resist on, it's black as a nightfall. My boots are leather and high. I'm here for a wild ride. I'll stand right by your side. We'll dance till the sun comes up. And I'm tore up on the floor of a look down and look up. I'm a cowboy from my head to my toes. This rodeo's all put on a real show, and girl, there won't be no doubt. No, girl, there won't be no doubt. I hear you're looking for a cowboy to take you for a ride. Well, baby, I think that I'm your man.
Troubles ain't nobody can be as happy as me. I'm a rodeo man. tough ones, mean sons of bitches. I broke some bones, I took hundreds of stitches. But there ain't nothing to it if you stick to my plan. Be prouder than hell to be a rodeo man. Someday I'll make it to the top of the world. I'll drive a Cadillac, have all kinds of girls. I'll be the envy of all the top hands. Thank God Almighty, I'm a rodeo man. Booster, I polished in my Stetsons on tight. Fixing a ride for that good buckle tonight. Yeah, my muscles are hardened and my face is tight and tan. Tonight they'll be proud I'm a rodeo man. I'm gonna make it to the top of the world. Warm up the Cadillac, won't you call up the girls. Tonight I'll join the very top hand. If thank God Almighty, I'm a rodeo man. If thank God Almighty, I'm a rodeo man.
Five-time world champion Rob Smits, you're listening to Making8.com.
Right. Welcome back there, Making Eight fans. That's right. We're on a lunch hour rodeo show, sitting back, talking a little rodeo with you, talking a little bull riding earlier. Now it's time to get in the action. We're going to talk a little bit of roping. That's right. Make no mistake. We're sitting down here at the Buck Daniels Ranch. I got the Joe Beaver Roping School going on right here. And I'm telling you, they've got some guys, some students of all ages down here really learning how to throw a rope. And I'm telling you what, Joe is probably the best one that you can possibly learn from. Of course, we'll have an opportunity to sit down with Shane a little bit and know that Shane actually learned from Joe. You know, he's been one of those guys that he sort of modeled himself after. And, you know, Joe's been around the business for a long time. So we're going to sit down with him here shortly. I know that he is making his way over here to us. So y'all just hang tight for that. Got to tell you, we are enjoying the weather down here. Couldn't have asked for a better day to be down here roping. Really couldn't. It's just fantastic. And, of course, we're going to be back here Saturday, and we're going to be broadcasting the Cajun Classic, and y'all can watch it right here on Making8.com. And like I said, we'll actually be behind the microphone doing a little bit of chatting and be calling the names out, be calling the numbers, and having a good time down here at the Buck Daniels Ranch. Y'all make sure to tune in. That'll be Saturday, New Year's Day. That's right, 2 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. What a way to start off the new year, hanging out at an event. And if you can't make it to one, you can tune in right here on Making8.com and watch it live. Interact with us. Feel like you're part of the show. Sit back. We'll have the chat room open. Y'all can sit back, talk with other fans, and we'll have a great time down here on Saturday, New Year's Day. What a way to bring in the new year, 2011. Getting things fired up, and we're going to have a great time with it. So y'all can stay tuned to that. Listen, we got about 30 minutes left in the show. I see Mr. Joe heading down here and going to grab himself a bite to eat. Let's see if we can't take a short break and get him on board. And as soon as he gets over here, we're going to do that. We're going to grab him, get him behind the microphone, and sit back and talk with him. I know y'all had some questions during the NFR that we actually could not answer about roping. You know, one of them being the deal with the different color ropes, you know, and we'll have a chance to sit down here and we'll see if we can't get an answer from Joe himself. Y'all saw him there. He was actually the color commentator, so y'all seen him down at the arena there at the NFR and was able to hear him talk. This guy is a great instructor. You know, to be able to sit back and learn from him as he's coaching some of these kids has just been fantastic. We've had a lot of fun with him here today. He's actually going to be down here Saturday as well. He's going to be kind of the arena director. So we might even have an opportunity to catch him down here. You'll have an opportunity to see him right here on MakingEight.com, so you guys can look forward to that as well. Man, I just can't say it enough. We're having a fantastic time. 2010 has been a great season for us, and as we're going to wind things down right here, you know, today being our last broadcast, I want to thank all you guys for being the support group that you have for 2010. And we want to wish you all the best for 2011. This is going to be a fantastic year, both for us and you, the fans. I mean, you guys have an opportunity to get on board now. Join up with BuckersNow.com. Sign up, build yourself a profile right there, and really get involved with the rodeo community. It's going to be very, very good. And 2011, you guys will have a lot to look forward to as a fan. Somebody in the business, somebody who wants to be around the rodeos, you know, this is a place for you. This is a home for you right there at BuckersNow.com. So you guys get on over there and check it out. Looks like I believe we see the man himself making his way on over here. You guys just hang tight. As soon as we get a chance, we're going to get him on the on the speakers here, sit back with him and talk with him just a little bit. So y'all just keep hanging tight with us. We're just waiting on him to meander over this way, and as soon as we can get him on board, then we'll take a short break, and we come back, we'll have Joe Beaver. So y'all are going to have to hear me ramble on here, but you know, really, what are y'all thinking, the ones that have been over to BuckersNow.com? I mean, what do you guys really think of this deal? Is this something that you guys are looking forward to? Are you enjoying it? Let us know. Give us some feedback here. We want to hear from you. You know, I think that you guys are going to really, yeah, I see the comment coming in here. Ms. Barbara says you better rope him, huh? We might oughta, but you know what? I didn't bring my rope with me. So we might just be a little bit out of luck on that one. But we'll see if we can't grab him here shortly. In the meantime, I have not even seen Shane this morning. Shane has been out, actually did not get out of bed till a little bit late. So I don't know what he had going on last night, but we'll see if we can't give him a hard time about that as soon as we get him over here. Like I said, I do know that he did call my phone, so he is up and about this morning somewhere here at the Buck Daniels Ranch. We just don't know where yet. We'll have to see if we can't wrangle him in as well. In the meantime, I know that you guys are really enjoying the day. Hopefully you guys are having as good a weather, which I know you're not, as we are right here in Florida. And if you don't believe me, you can get a hold of Luke Snyder and find out, because he was just down here this week enjoying the beautiful Florida weather here at the Florida Keys. So I know he was hanging out. Actually, I see a comment coming in right now, Miss courtesy of Miss Kat Johnson, but it's from Cajun Girl. Miss Donna is asking if I actually know how to rope. I will tell you this. I can rope from the ground. I've spent some time, you know, and it's actually a funny story. When I was out working on the ambulances, I would take a rope with me. And, you know, when we were not running calls and we were kind of stuck out there on street corners, I would sit around and go rope a fire hydrant, or I'd find a cone somewhere and set up and rope the cone. You know, gave me something to do and you know, gave me a little bit of practice. But I'll tell you, I'm pretty rusty at it. It's been a while since I threw a rope. And, you know, I've still got a lot to learn, I will tell you that. And we have learned a lot being out here at the Buck Daniels Ranch here today. So, and I can guarantee that we're going to learn a lot more before tomorrow. I see some of your comments coming in as far as the feedback for the BuckersNow.com, and that we certainly appreciate that. You know, Matt is doing a fantastic job. And you know what? That also reminds me, Sunday night, we're going to have, while we're back on the ranch, we're going to have Matt Owen himself down, sitting down with us as we talk about what's going on with Buckers Now. You guys will have an opportunity to ask questions, and we're going to kind of explain things for you and how you guys can go about doing things to get set up here. I'm telling you, it's going to be a great thing. So we're going to have the owner of BuckersNow.com right here on the Back on the Ranch show Sunday night, 8 o'clock Eastern time. So you guys, if you're tuned in, if you're on Buckers Now, or if you're looking to get involved with Buckers Now and you think it's a little too confusing for you, just hang tight. Sunday night, we're going to be explaining it, so you guys don't want to miss that show. And make sure you spread the word about it. Tell them that this is going to be a great place, great time for you guys to get on. You guys can ask questions, you know, through the chat room or call him up and we'll work it. We'll work it out. We'll sit there and talk with you guys, and we'll get it all worked out. Okay. Looks like. Oh, I see Miss Cat Johnson. Of course, she had to throw in there about the ages. you're right. Well, it was designed by a man, and we might be able to adjust that. I'll make mention to it, and we'll see if we can't get that fixed out. But, you know, shoot, I think Miss Cat Johnson put in there somewhere she was around the age of 26, and I would believe that. So, Miss Cat Johnson, just go in there and put your age to 26 and don't worry about it, okay? Anyways, we got a few more guests kind of straggling in. Of course, you got our good buddy Jay Lay joining us here. It's been a while since we've had him on, and want to say a big old shout out to you. We sure appreciate you taking the time to tune in. How about Miss Helen out there? And of course, as always, Miss Melanie joining us on the Lunch Hour Show, Miss Barbara, and we've even got some new ones. How about MM Buckaroos? You know, we sure do appreciate y'all taking the time out and jumping on here on the Lunch Hour Show. We sit back, we talk a little rodeo, we talk a little bit of bull riding, and we just sit back and have a good time. So, with that being said, looks like we still got a few more minutes here yet before we can get some of these guys on. That's right, Miss Helen, I see your comment coming in there in the chat room. That's right, y'all can all be 26 years old. But remember, if you're doing it at 26, I'm going to be 24. So we'll set it up that way. Let's see. Uh-oh. I see Miss Kat Johnson in there, says she's running into some technical difficulties, huh? You know, and we may be pretty windy down here. It is a little breezy down here, but I'll tell you what, with the sun shining, it is just beautiful. Couldn't ask for better weather down here. I see the comment in there. Blog Talk shut down because couldn't believe you were 26, huh? No, I don't think so, Miss Cat. I think that you could go off of being 26. That's my word anyways. That's what I'm saying. So, anyways, I'm glad y'all are enjoying BuckersNow.com. You know, make sure to stay tuned with Making Eight. I'm telling you, 2011 is just going, it's going to be off. It's going to spread like wildfire. And y'all are on the breaking ground. You know, y'all are the initial ones getting this thing started. So it's, you know, definitely what it's all about right there. And we sure do appreciate each and every one of you guys tuning in. Man. We're winding things down. We only got about 20 minutes left in the show here, and we still don't have Mr. Joe Beaver himself. We got to get him over here. Somebody's got to go throw a rope on that son of a gun. We'll see if we can't get him over here in this area. Now, I'm kind of shocked because, you know, I don't think Shane is one to pass up a meal either, you know, and he's usually probably one of the first ones in line. Haven't seen him yet, so. But, yeah, as soon as we get a chance, we'll get him over here, and then we'll go grab some grub and then head back out and watch some more roping. You know, I see Miss Helen in there throwing that out about the Making Eight bull. You know, that's a very big possibility. You guys better stay tuned to this. 2011, we might just be able to work something out. And I see Jay Lay throwing in there something about charter members. What is it you're actually asking about there, Jay Lay? You asking about on Buckers Now? You know, the cool thing is that some of the things that are in the works still that are not 100% are actually going to – they're not 100% effective yet. They're going to get a point system that for everybody that you guys recommend or refer to, you're going to get a set of points that are going to go towards things that you can purchase through our sponsors there at Buckers Now or U.S. Rodeo Supply, some of these private contractors, you know, that type of thing. You guys are going to have an opportunity to be able to do that. So y'all just stay tuned. Sunday night, when we're on the Back on the Ranch show, y'all have an opportunity to really ask a lot of these questions. Make sure you guys make notes of them. We want to hear from you guys. We want to know what you guys have going on with those, okay? So, yeah, definitely please make sure you guys do that. Just trying to see where we're at here. Looks like we've got about 20 minutes left. Still no sign, Mr. Joe Beaver. I can't believe it. I'm telling you. We have just got to get this thing rolling here. We're going to have to go hunt him down somewhere. He may be out there running up some cattle or something, getting things ready. But you guys hang tight. We will. We're going to get him on board. I think we're going to take another short break here, Making Eight Maniacs. When we come back, we'll sit back and hopefully be able to get a hold of one of these guys at least. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to the Lunch Hour Radio Show right here on MakingEight.com.
Hook up the trailer to the pickup truck and drive off through the night. Truck stop food and Chris the Dew, yeah, it's big show time. They come rolling in, hell bent to win, yeah, they draw a number and wait. Say a prayer, throw their hand in the air, the second they open the gate, everything's getting faster, faster. The whole world's spinning faster, faster. Hear the crowd screaming faster, faster. Yeah, you better hurry up, you better stitch it up. Hang on, yeah. The time don't fly when you're on the ride, counting those seconds down. It seems like two lifetimes when you're bucking and tossing around. But there's a buckle waiting at the end of the night, enough money to make the next show. And a winning day is worth the pain, and even though you're heated slow, everything faster. The whole world spinning faster, faster. Hear the crowd screaming faster, faster. Yeah, you better hurry up, you better stitch it up. Hang on, turned us on to that western
Arizona underground. And from bareback Jack to this cowboy hat, songs were stronger than his pain. He would not slow down from town to town like children running through the rain. As he sang along the highway, it's only one way you're gonna get through it. But when you start to twist, be more like Chris, pull your hat down tight and just let do it. When that whistle blows and that crowd explodes and then people then are at your side, they tell you good ride, cowboy.
That's right, no doubt about it, live from the Buck Daniel Ranch right here in Okeechobee, Florida. And guess what? We actually got somebody that y'all might know just a little bit. We've been trying to get him on here with us and couldn't get him out of bed before noon, but we got him here right now. So let's bring him on, Mr. Shane Hinch. That's right, joining us. What's up, buddy?
How y'all doing today? Good to hear from you.
Yeah, no doubt, man. Well, I'll tell you what, appreciate you taking the time out to come down here. What do you think about this school that Joe Beaver's putting on?
Oh, it's awesome. You know, I come to this school when I was little, and it's a big reason why I'm where I'm at is because of Joe B. No other reason.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what, and he definitely has brought you a long way. What do you think about some of these students out here? I mean, you see a lot of potential in these guys. And
yeah, you know, I've been watching both days, and they all want it, and that's the first step. You know, if you really have the heart and you can go as far as you want in any career and anything, you know what I mean, whether it's roping or whether it's being a lawyer, you know, if you got the heart, you'll succeed. And a bunch of these kids got a lot of heart, and I've seen a couple kids that dang sure could make the finals in a couple years, you know, so it's a pretty cool deal.
Now, for sure. Now, you actually are going to be entered up Saturday, Cajun Classic, man. This is going to be a great way to start off 2011. What do you think about it? Tell us about it.
Yeah, man, it was a big kickoff to my year last year. I won the roping last year, and it was a good deal for my confidence and everything. And this is one of the best ropings we go to all year. Us rodeo guys, we don't get to go to a bunch of jackpots because we're rodeoing all year, you know. But this one is dang sure one of the best, and it's owned by one of the best crews and great calves. It's going to be good watching. We'll have three of us that was at the National Finals roping will be here. Me, Trent Krieger, and Clint Cooper will be here. And it's pretty cool if them guys get to come down here and come to the roping. It's going to be big one year. I mean, this is the fourth year we've had it, but I think it's going to be a really good deal. So,
well, you actually mentioned one of those boys out here. And we actually have one of our fans, Miss Kat Johnson, is a huge fan of the Cooper Boys. She started watching the NFR, and she just fell in love with the Cooper Boys. And we're actually going to have one of them here on Saturday. You, Miss Kat, are going to be able to watch Clint Cooper here in action. We're going to bring him to you right here from Florida. So,
dang right.
It's a little treat.
Yeah.
You know, not to mention we're going to have a guy like Shane, who we've had out here, you know, for so long.
Uh-huh.
It's going to be a lot of fun, man. We look forward to it, and this is actually my first roping event that I'm announcing. This is a cool thing for me, way to start off 2011.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome. It's a great experience for everybody.
Most definitely. I see some of them in the chat room right now are, yeah, we're going to get Miss Kat in trouble We know how much she enjoys talking about the Cooper boys, and those are the guys that we actually want to get on our show too.
Yeah, for her and some of the other fans. Clint, he'll give you the shirt off his back if he needs to. You know, that's the kind of guy he is. So I don't. There ain't no problem. We can get him on here, and he'll. He's quite the character too.
Well, we definitely have to have him on. And man, shoot, are you gonna be traveling with Tuff this year?
Yeah, you bet. We'll be right there with each other every step of the way, just like last year. You know, not many guys that rodeo together all make the finals, and me and Cliff and Tuff all made the finals. So that's a pretty cool deal. And not many guys rodeo together finishing the top three in the world, and me and Tuff were both in the top three. And so if it ain't broke, don't fix it. You know what I mean? So
exactly.
That's what we're going on right there.
No doubt. Well, hey, listen, man, I know that one of the questions during the NFR, as we were sitting back watching it from day to day and watching each round, was a lot of the fans were having questions about the type of ropes that they used while they were out there. We've seen some of them different colors. You know, you've seen some that were pink, or you've seen some that were green. It's not the standard white rope that you would normally see, and some of the questions were coming in about those. Are those the type of brand that they use, or is that something specific to those colors?
Well, you know, the team ropes, they're all different colors, and you know, they got their names, the spider and all that, but they're normally just for show, really, like the green and the pink ropes and the team roping. But the calf roping, we mainly use one color rope. They're polygraph. They're going to have a darker gold looking tint to them, and that's what mainly everybody used. But as for a second loop that we had tied on, you know, it's just personal preference, so that's how we go about doing that.
Okay. Absolutely. Well, that explains a lot there. I know that Kat Johnson's just all kinds of – she turns red in the face there.
Making
her blush. But, shoot, you know, I mean, our fans actually had an opportunity to understand you just a little bit, you know, before when we caught up with you before the NFR, and then, of course, they got to watch during the NFR. Now that, you know, the NFR is over and you're preparing for a new year, you've pretty much got the same mindset going into it that you did last year, right? Be one rodeo at a time, go out there consistent, right?
Yeah, exactly. You know, it's funny you ask that. Now that I know my potential, I guess I knew my potential, but now that y'all know my potential, of course my goals are going to be a little higher. And I'm gonna take winning. I'm going to assume I can win wherever I go. So it's going to be – I'm going to be more harder on myself than I was last year. But at the same time, you still got to humble, and you still got to take what's given, you know, in rodeo. It's so crazy that you don't – I mean, I could go the first 3 months without winning a dime, just how rodeo goes, you know, one way or the other. But I got a great horse, and I'm looking forward to it. And, you know, it's funny, Trevor sent me a text message 2 days ago, and he said – he said, great work in 2010, bear down, work harder, make it even better in 2011. And that's the kind of guy he is. And he's in the same, had the same goals as he sent on that text message. He's going to bear down, he's going to work harder. So why don't we, you know what I mean? So,
well, you think at all that he feels like you and guys like Tuff Cooper and these, you know, you guys are kind of the young guns in the bunch, you know, compared to guys like, you know, Cody Ohl or, you know, Redfield. Who were competitors, but you really think that he feels you guys are going to really chase his coattails this year and make a run for that world championship?
Oh, yeah, for sure. He's one of our biggest fans. He helps me and Tuff just as much as anybody. And he knows. He knows that he says he can see the light at the end of the tunnel, but he's still a long ways from retiring. But, yeah, them other guys, you know, they know how hard we work at it, and they know how bad we want it. And that's how they was when they were 20 years old, you know. And so it's a good feeling when them guys are behind you, when you've looked up to them your whole life, you know. So it's pretty cool.
Definitely. Well, I know it'll be even better to walk out there and have them shake your hand. Congratulations.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. Yeah, that's pretty cool. Yeah.
Well, I got to tell you, what is your first event other than here with the Cajun Classic?
I'm up at Odessa, Texas, January 13th.
January 13th, yeah. You out there?
And I'll be back out in Odessa, and then we'll go from there to January 19th at Fort Worth, and then hopefully up to Denver for about the 22nd or 23rd. and then come back to Fort Worth to run our second one. It's just kind of crazy. We really won't know much until about the first week in January when we're all up everywhere, but it's going to be a little hectic. But, like, this was the time last year that I shined. I had $30,000 after Fort Worth, and nobody has that kind of money won after Fort Worth. But I'm just looking for just as good or better winner, really. So,
most definitely.
Absolutely not.
Coming in there about Russell.
I do think them guys are crazy. If you're wondering, you know, a lot of them rough stack guys. I look up to a bunch of them bull riders with their faith, and you know, Bobby Welsh, Corey Navarre, Cannon Ace, DJ Domain. I'm great friends with all them guys, and I hang out with more of them on the road than calf ropers, because calf ropers are always whining and complaining about something. So.
No, you know what it is. It's the bull riders are looking to hitch a ride with you.
Yeah.
We were down here earlier this year, man. We know what kind of ride you have.
Exactly.
I see one of the questions coming in right now. You going to be in California this year?
Yeah, we'll be there the whole month of April. We got to be over there. It's not it's kind of bad when you got to leave your house in April and be gone for a month, but you got to be there. It's tour rodeos for Clovis and Red Bluff, and I'll be going to Laughlin this year too, so we'll be out there for a while.
So you guys have to look forward to. Make sure to get over there and check him out, okay? We're actually winding things down here. We only got a couple minutes left in our show, but Shane, I appreciate you jumping out of bed, man, crawling on down here. Go grab my tea and go get ready to rope some of these young kids, man. It's a lot of fun, and look forward to seeing you out here on Saturday.
Yeah, you bet. I can't wait. Thanks for everybody following me on Twitter. Y'all are awesome.
Yeah, you do have a lot more.
Yeah, now it's been good.
Great, man. Well, we sure do appreciate it. We'll see you on Saturday, buddy.
All right, thanks, Scott.
All right, they're making eight maniacs. There you have it. Now, I will tell you this. Did not have the opportunity to see Joe Beaver down here. The guy, I don't know. You know, he's a hard guy to grab a hold of, but we'll get a hold of him. And I can tell you this. Saturday, we're going to be broadcasting live. Joe B is still going to be down here, so we're going to be able to sit down with him. We'll see if we can't get him out here just to hang out with you making eight maniacs, okay? Make sure to tune in Saturday, 2 o'clock Eastern Standard Time is when it starts. We're going to be up a little bit early, so you guys, if you guys are going to be around, you guys can tune in, check us out. Make sure to have you guys a great New Year's, and want to wish you all the best. 2010, it was fantastic. 2011 is going to be even better. So until next year, they're making eight maniacs. Y'all get a grip with making eight.
Here comes the bulls now. Here comes the bulls now. It's on the burn down. short goal.